Life is a battlefield. Every day you're tested by others, challenged by society, and pushed to the limit by your inner struggles. To overcome, you must have the mindset of a warrior, at peace at all times, conscious of your true power, and present in every moment. Warriors are properly prepared to perform at the highest level. This is Way of Warrior Radio, helping you fight the good fight. And now, a man well-versed in trauma and drama, he's battle-hardened, and he has your six. Here is Way of Warrior Radio's Mr. Scott V. Black.
Have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered, what about me? Have you ever wondered how you're going to get through it? Have you ever wondered how you're going to do it? Have you ever wondered how long you can do it? On today's Way of Warrior broadcast, I'm going to be joined by Peter Rosenberger. You know, Christmas is the season of giving. However, I want you to consider something. Many people are in the giving spirit 12 months out of the year, not just from the fourth Thursday to December 26th, not just the last 6 weeks of the year. Caregivers live in that spirit of giving. They carry the burdens of others as if they were their own. In today's America, many people's lives are filled with taking care of other family members, as well as the normal care they must give to their other areas of their own life. And today, I want to slow down. And today, I want to focus, because there is a wear and there is a burden that must be addressed, and it needs to be remedied. Today on Way of Warrior, Fighting the Good Fight, I want you to be moved to application by today's discussion. Today's discussion is, who cares for the caregiver? Who cares for the caregiver? How does one give from an empty basket, unless you're Jesus? How does one get up every day and know, in addition to all their own issues and problems, that they have another person that needs them, that doesn't want them maybe, but needs them? And you know, caregivers often are overlooked. And I'm a caregiver. And you know, I like to pour myself into other people. And one thing I learned as I pour myself into other people, and I help in a different way. I caregive in psychological ways. You know, I help people lighten their emotional burden, their psychological burden, their spiritual burden. But there's lots of different ways to give. It comes down to, what kind of person are you? We talk about givers gain and takers lose. We can put people in two categories. How about one of my favorite poems by Ella Wheeler Wilcox? Leaners and lifters. There are two kinds of people on earth today, she says. Two kinds of people, no more, I say. Not the good or the bad, for it's well understood that the good are half bad and the bad are half good. Not the happy or sad, for in the swift flying years bring each man his laughter and each man his tears. Not the rich or the poor, for to count a man's wealth, you must know the state of his conscience and health. Not the humble and proud, for in life's busy span, who puts on vain airs is not counted a man. No, the two kinds of people on earth I mean are the people who lift and the people who lean. Wherever you go, you find the world's masses are ever divided into these two classes. And strangely enough, you will find too, I mean, there is only one lifter to 20 who lean. In which class are you? Are you easing the load of the overtaxed lifters who toil down the road? Or are you a leaner who lets others bear your portion of worry and labor and care? It's a fair question, isn't it? Got this off the internet from Gary Davis called Givers. Amazing doesn't suffice to describe the sacrifice that freedom's fruits can bear in givers for lowly care. The ones who pay it forward, time will not forget. For ones who can't afford to match their tangible gift. These people who are free and could have their luxury, but give instead to others' need, as greater greatness they achieve. This is the icing on freedom's cake. The ones who give when they could take, they're always in our debt. These givers will not forfeit. Yet there are givers oft unsung, even higher on the rung. How did these heroes ever exist? By parents, the great philanthropists. Isn't that great? Givers gain and takers. And you know, we celebrate Christmas and the greatest gift of all. For God so loved the world, they gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. Let me ask you something. Come on, warrior. It's a fair question. What's easier, to die for something or to live for someone? There are so many people out there who need to be cared for. And I've seen it before in many of families, that of a big family, you got one or two people. I got many friends in my life. Craig, the CFO of my board of directors, taking care of his dad and his dad's wife, and she just passed on. And I got my producer, John, who's cared for his wife as she's been dealing with the overcoming that C word. And also John, who took care of his mom and a caregiver. I have so many friends in my life, people I know, Melissa and her husband, Mr. Shipley, just with their needs. There are so many people, my mom and dad, both. My mom was the caregiver of my dad for the last couple of years. He was in bad shape. And my mom was in terrible shape at the same time. But my mom took care of my dad. And a few months after my dad died, my mom died, because I think she was around, even though she was dying too, she was the caregiver. And today we're going to hear from a great story. Peter Rosenberger is a seasoned author, syndicated radio show host who speaks fluent caregiver. After having navigated his wife Gracie's ongoing medical nightmare, his syndicated broadcast, Hope for the Caregiver, is heard weekly on 200 U.S. stations. His fourth book, A Minute for Caregivers, When Every Day Feels Like Monday, was released into print May 30, 2023. Peter's an accomplished pianist and often incorporates his expressive style of music into his presentation as he entertains, inspires, and challenges audiences from all walks of life. And one thing that Peter has street cred. You're going to hear Peter's story, because Peter's been taking care of people in his life for four decades, I'm pretty sure. And Peter came to a point, some point in his life that I've been to before, where so worn out, so stressed out, taking care of so many other people, they get to a point where, can I keep going on? It's an important time, because for a lot of people, Christmas is not a great holiday. For a lot of people, Christmas is a burden. For a lot of people, Christmas is lonely. So today I want to share a message that moves you to reach out to a caregiver around you. Because today's question is, who cares for the caregiver? Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back after these messages. Give me 48 hours and I will give you a new beginning. Give me 48 hours and I will give you hope. Give me 48 hours and I will give you your power back. Because between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. And in that space is your freedom. It is your power.
At Like It Matters Leadership Awakening, 48 hours will change the course of your life. Discover the very purpose of your life, along with the ability to achieve. Give Mr. Black 48 hours in the next Leadership Awakening. Sign up at likeitmatters.net/schedule.
If I was your mother and you had a drug problem, I'd grab you by the ear and make you call and get help. You can be in treatment tomorrow and start to get clean in 7 days. Follow Mom's advice and call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. Write this number down.
800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. 800-210-7907. That's 800-210-7907.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio, the way of the warrior. We're transitioning from one to the other, so if I go back and forth, excuse me, I'm in the now moment. You know, today's a very special show because there's many people I know who take care of family members. And many of them I know take care of family members by themselves. And it causes a huge family crisis because there's other people in the family who could care for them, but who don't because they're too busy. And today's guest is really, really important. You know, on the his press release, it says 65 million caregivers at risk of paralyzing holiday stress, emotional exhaustion, and divorce. New book warns. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Peter Rosenberger was so overwhelmed by his round-the-clock caregiver duties that he once tried checking himself into a mental hospital. And he tells the story, instead of being admitted, Rosenberger shakes his head and laughs when recalling how he was given a tuna sandwich and sent home. Man, that's just the lack of compassion, the lack of empathy. So many people wrapped up in their own experience. He goes on to say, my situation is not uncommon, said Rosenberger, an author and syndicated radio talk show host who's on mission to support the 65 million Americans struggling to care for a vulnerable loved one. Hanging on by a thread until their loved one passes away is simply not acceptable for a caregiver to live a healthy life, Rosenberger said. His new book, A Minute for Caregivers When Every Day Feels Like Monday, provides a glimpse into the everyday lives of America's caregivers. Unsung heroes caring for loved ones, suffering with an array of illnesses, disabilities, and health problems, from autism to Alzheimer's to addiction. So enough about talking about Peter. Let's hear from the man himself. So let's welcome Peter to Rosenberger to Like It Matters Way of Warrior. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
I am great, Scott. Thank you so much for having me here. Appreciate it.
Well, such an important message. And I do know, you know, I do I do intensive leadership training. That's my day job. And I, for 32 years, I take people through 2.5 day experiences that change their life, clean up their head, clean up their heart, allow them to be more efficient, better at what they do. And man, I've met a lot of people very intimately. I've probably walked with about 12 to 15,000 people intimately in my classes. And man, thousands of people over my 32-year experience who had to provide for the care of a spouse, of a parent, of a special needs child. And I got to tell you, Peter, I shake my head sometimes and go, there, but by the grace of God, there go I. And I wonder if I could do it, because I see what you guys do and the 24/7, there's no time off for you. You have your own burdens and everybody else's burden. And you do it with such care and love. And you have a huge history. You know, I know I've read a little bit from your press release. I was reading about your wonderful, incredible wife, Gracie. Would you mind sharing the story about Gracie and how you kind of got to where we are today?
Sure. 40 years ago, she had a car wreck. She was going to meet a friend outside of Nashville. We lived in Nashville at the time. And she slammed into a concrete abutment. The wreck was just catastrophic. They tried to save her legs, and in the process, it condemned her to a life of orthopedic trauma that's resulted in massive, massive amounts of surgeries. In fact, right now, I'm in Denver, across the street from the hospital where she just had her 86th surgery, and this was on her back. It was about a 7-hour procedure to help straighten her back up a little bit. And she ended up giving her legs up in the 90s. So she's had a pretty rough go of it. Both legs, 80-something surgeries, lives with chronic pain all the time, 100 doctors in 13 different hospitals, and the bills just keep going. It's been a haul. And I really did try to check myself in. They said, we can't keep you here. You're not crazy. And I said, well, I'm exhausted. How about that? They said, we don't treat people for exhaustion. That's what they did in Hollywood during the 40s. They said, we got a tuna sandwich, though. You want one? And I said, yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Because I've never turned down a tuna sandwich in my life.
And so let me tell you, so, how long were you guys together, if you don't mind me asking? How long have you been married when this happened?
We weren't married. I didn't know her.
And oh, my gosh. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay. I met her a couple of years later, and I tell people that she stalked me. She wouldn't leave me alone. No, I'm just kidding. I chased her down. This is an extraordinary woman.
Wow.
She is the toughest gal. I mean, she's tougher than a Waffle House steak, and I have never met anybody quite like her. And when I heard her sing for the first time, I knew it was over, and I was going to care for this woman for the rest of her life and of my life, whichever one of us goes first. But it's I had no idea what that meant, Scott. I had no idea what it meant to – and this is what a caregiver is. A caregiver is somebody who voluntarily puts themselves between a loved one with a chronic impairment and even worse disaster. And we do it without training. We do it without pay. We do it without resources. A lot of times we're doing it sometimes with duct tape and baling twine. And, you know, I was a piano major, and I didn't know how to do all these things. And I've had to dress complicated wounds. I've had to deal with insurance companies. I've had to deal with I don't know how many surgeons and doctors and so forth. And you asked at the beginning of your last segment, you know, who takes care of the caregiver? You know what? I do. Because I am on an absolute mission to speak into the isolation that family caregivers go through. And if you don't know what to say to a caregiver, don't worry about it. I do. I do speak fluent caregiver. That's the good news. The greater news is that it's our Savior's native tongue, and that's who he is. And we have a responsibility to speak into the isolation of people's lives, the heartache, the loneliness, the sequestering that they go through. And if we don't do it, then why are we calling ourselves believers? Because that's what Christ did for us. That's what Christmas means. That's what Emmanuel means, God with us. He condescended to us. Who are we to withhold that from those who are struggling, who cannot get past where they are? And so I care for caregivers, but I'm hoping that I will have other people that will join me in that. I'm going to teach them the language and what it looks like to help a family caregiver. And if you give me 1 minute, I'll point a fellow caregiver to safety. These chapters are written in 1 minute. I mean, you could literally read them in 1 minute. It's an easy book to read, so easy you could read it in the bathroom. I know, because that's where I wrote it. No, I'm just kidding, Scott.
Make sure you wash your hands before you read it. Is that what you're saying, Peter? Wash your hands before you read it, just in case.
My publisher was so grateful that I turned it in on 2-ply.
Hey, Peter, before we go deeper, because I want to go deep with you. I'm a deep guy. I don't snorkel. I scuba dive. Hey, I want to stop for a moment, and I'm going to call you Joseph. Because we are in the Christmas season. And I know you're probably going to feel uncomfortable with this, but, you know, Joseph, the fleshly parent of Jesus, last time we hear about him, when Jesus, I think 12 years old, when he gets forgotten in Jerusalem, they got to go back and get him. But here's a man who had plans to take Mary for his wife, and God interrupted those plans. We always think that if we do God's will for us, things are going to go easy. But I can tell you, Mary and Joseph's life was turned upside down. Everything turned against them. And I don't think Joseph gets enough credit for being the good man that he was. He did things that most people wouldn't. He put his life, he redirected his life for God and for Mary. He loved her. He loved on Jesus. That's how Jesus, you know, fleshly Jesus became a carpenter, because his daddy was a carpenter. You willfully chose to take on something that you had to know would hinder certain things of a quote normal life. And so, Peter, before we go on too far, man, your heart your compassion. And what you're talking about are Saber's language. I love, I forgot who did it, but Native Tongue. It's called one of the, my favorite Christian bands. And now I can't tell you who they are, but a Native Tongue. And Native Tongue is love. You know, love's a verb. And so many people mixed up, Peter. And I think love's a feeling. No, it's not. Love's a verb. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he did something about it. For you so loved Gracie, you did something about it. Of other people who walk in the shoes that you walk in, that you wrote this great book to give them hope, to give them encouragement. So I know you don't like this, but I just want to say kudos to you. God bless you. May God reward you exponentially for your agape love, because that's what it is. So I just wanted to acknowledge that publicly.
I appreciate that very much. It's not that I don't like it. I do appreciate it very much because it gives testament to the redeeming work of the Holy Spirit, the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, because I've seen my work, and my work is not that great, but his work is really good, and I love what I get to do, Scott. I get to talk to fellow caregivers. I get to talk to people who were on the verge of eating a tuna sandwich out in front of a mental hospital.
Amen.
You know, and I want to make sure that they know that somebody sees them. And I remember that counselor, when she gave me that sandwich, she said, I'd recommend a book for you to read, but you're the guy to write it. So I wrote it. And I wrote it to say, what would I say to myself, that 22-year-old version of myself who fell in love with a woman with a broken body? And what would I say to that person? What would I say to all my fellow caregivers? And I'm in a hotel now where there are a lot of caregivers, because this is a teaching hospital and children's hospital, so there are a lot of people coming here with tough stuff. And I get on the elevator every day. I walk across the street to the hospital. I see them in through the hallways. And I love the fact that I can have a conversation with people, and I speak in a way they understand. And I think this is the journey for us as Christians.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go to a hard break. I'm going to keep you on. But real quick, drop a plug. How can they get a hold of you? How can they be part of what you're doing? Is it just the book? Is there some other way they can help you? We got about 30 seconds for the break.
HopeForTheCaregiver.com. Gracie and I started a nonprofit. We have a prosthetic limb outreach that she started. Standing with Hope is the parent company of everything we do. And then Hope for the Caregiver is the family caregiver outreaches for the wounded and those who care for them.
Awesome. We're getting ready to come back. Stay with us, Peter, because I want to hear more about what you do and how you bless people. And I want to make sure our listeners know how they can be a part of that blessing. So stay with us, Peter. Today, we're talking about care for the caregiver. Who cares for those who care for those who nobody else would care for? And if it's not us, I'm going to tell you this right now. Shame on us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Peter.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
My show is about helping people become all they were created to be. Well, we all occupy a body and we don't know how it works. We are born into it. But man, that's a machine. And when you understand how that machine works, then you can work it more effectively. That's my outcome, to help people be able to make better decisions, have some hope, be inspired to be better today than they were yesterday, to live their life like it matters.
Like It Matters Radio with Scott Black.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio, Way of Warrior. And today we're talking about a good fight. There is no greater fight than to care for another. For God tells us in the chapter of love, 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, love is long-suffering, love keeps no record of wrong, love isn't selfish. And again, if you know 1 Corinthians, the original language, it's talking about agape. Agape is impossible to do without God, and love is a verb. And if you want to love like God does unconditionally, then you need to see how other people do it. And we are blessed to have a guest who knows and shows agape love. And so let's welcome back to Like It Matters Radio, Peter Rosenberger. Peter, again, thank you so much. And Christmas is a tough time for caregivers, you know. So explain to people, why are the holidays so difficult for caregivers?
Well, for example, in my case, we're going to spend Christmas on the neuro floor at the University of Colorado Medical Center. I decorated the room, and I've got a keyboard I'm going to bring in and play some Christmas music in her room and making the best of it. But that's not exactly where we'd like to be for Christmas.
Yep.
And many caregivers are trying to capture what used to be, thinking that this may be the last one, or there's the holidays are stressful anyway on a good day. But when you've got somebody with all kinds of impairments, or somebody with an addiction, mental illness and so forth, these things get ramped up pretty significantly. And to my knowledge, Scott, I'm the only one that added addiction as a criteria for being a caregiver. Because if you're in love with somebody, or you're caring for somebody with an addiction, that's chronic impairment.
Yep. I think it's absolutely fair. And I know many people that are doing that.
And so it's the headspace of a caregiver gets a bit squirrely. And what this book does, and what I do on my radio program and everything else I do, is talk directly to that heart of a caregiver. For example, every caregiver struggles with this, what I call the three I's. We lose our independence, we become isolated, and we lose our identity. And it's very difficult for caregivers to know how to speak in first person singular. That's one of the first things I do when a caller calls in my program. How are you feeling? And if they start rattling off their loved one's chart, or say, well, mama had a bad day, or we had such and such, I stop them. No, we're going to talk about you today. And that's where the tears start. That's where the stammering starts.
Yep.
Because they're not used to speaking in their own voice. But it's so important to have your own voice. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. These are things that are extremely important for caregivers to understand, that it's okay for them to have a voice.
Wow. That's so powerful. And the psychological of what you just said is so, I don't want to take away from your time, but I teach leadership and psychology, brain science. What you just said is called ownership. And we dissociate. See, we take our pain and we stick it out there, and we include other people. Well, you know how it is, you know, when your wife leaves you, you know how it is. They're disassociating. They're separating the emotion. But when you put the eye on, I struggle with this. That is so powerful, because they don't get emotionally involved with their life. They're afraid that if they get too emotionally involved with their life, they'll lose it. And so they work to shut off the emotions. I counsel people. So I haven't walked in the shoes at the level you have, but I've walked in people's shoes that have. I do therapy empathically. I walk in people's shoes, which they tell you never to do. Hey, real quick, what is some antidotes? I saw you had a note there. What is the antidote for holiday stressors? Can you share that with my listeners?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. Number one, you don't have to recreate. You know, nostalgia is not everything it used to be. And we don't have to live in our past. We don't have to be in panic that this is, if we don't have it this way, if we don't have this particular meal. Like I said, Gracie and I are going to spend, we're going to spend Christmas in a hospital room. You know, it's okay. I decorated it up. We live in Montana now. We left after living 35 years in Nashville. We left the city. We moved out to Montana. We live in Narnia. So Christmas for us is really spectacular, where we go out and get our own tree. We have snowmobiles that we pull it back on. We live a different kind of world for Christmas. My wife loves Christmas. It is one of her absolute favorite things is Christmas. Well, we're not going to have that this year. Well, do we have to be miserable? No, we don't. We're going to make the best of it. And when she gets out of the hospital, we go back home. The good news is, in Montana where we live, it'll be Christmas until probably April. You know, because
Amen.
We have a lot of snow
Amen.
Out there. And so
That's
you
God's
don't have
out there,
to
brother.
Put yourself in bondage to this.
Amen.
And
Amen.
And you don't
so
have
powerful.
To please everybody.
Amen. Amen.
People
hey,
can get,
you wrote
people
this
can get
book,
happy
post.
In the same shoes. They get. Sorry about that. There's a little bit of a delay, but people can get happy in the same shoes they got mad in.
My mom used to say
your job
that.
Is not to please everybody. Your job is to maintain your own sense of peace and your own serenity in your own mind. I tell people, put on a hula hoop. whatever's inside that hula hoop, that's your responsibility.
Wow. Wow.
You know,
wow,
everything wow. else is outside of your scope. I didn't do this to Gracie. I can't undo it. My Amen. Job is not to change her circumstances in that regard to fix it. My job is to care for her and to be a steward. And we live life. We live life pretty large. You know, we deal with severe disabilities, severe pain. But Gracie and I live life pretty large. Like I said, I'm bringing a keyboard into the room there, and I'm going to play it. We'll probably have a crowd coming to her hospital room. You know, and that's okay. That's good.
Hey, so tell me about this book, because Dolly, this book is almost a toolbox, you know, A Minute for Caregivers, Why Every Day Feels Like Monday. Why did you write the book?
Well, I started writing out little one-minute things here just because I know caregivers are busy. We don't have time to read these novels. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to do it in 200 words or less, roughly. Each little chapter is about 200-something words and a quote. That's it. And I sent this over to Fidelis Publishing, and their CEO wrote back and said, I'm doing this book, and would you let me do the forward to it? And I said, well, let me think about it. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't say let me think about it, because it was Oliver North. And he was taking care of his wife, and he said this book provided him what he calls situational awareness. He said on the battlefield, situational awareness keeps soldiers alive. We're aware of our surroundings. He said, but as a caregiver, I had none until I started reading this book. And then I started understanding what was going on around me better. And so that's what this book is about. It's just about to point caregivers to safety. My wife has a savior. I am not that savior. And what I do for my fellow caregivers, the same thing I do for myself here, is I look to safety. Where is safety? And if I'm kind of a crossing guard for caregivers. I'm not going to sit there and fix your situation, but I'm going to hopefully calm you down, give you a place where you can catch your breath, take a knee if you have to, and then start developing healthier strategies to deal with this enormous burden that you carry. That's what this book is. It's very simple. It's very easy. And like I said, I write it in fluent caregivers. You give me 1 minute, I'll point you to safety.
Well, see, that's cool. And it's a 1 minute. So it's a time. It's simple. Something they can do and just give them some hope. Hey, would you mind just before and then after this, I want you to tell them how to get the book and all that. But before that, can you leave us a piece of wisdom, something you can impart to caregivers who are listening right now who struggle caring for an impaired loved one?
I will tell you what there's a chapter in this book called Aggressive Assurance. And one of the things I've learned with my wife is that she requires aggressive assurance. We got you. We're not going to drop you, because she's been dropped many times. A lot of people have messed up her stuff. And I was talking to one of the doctors here at this hospital when she was here 2 years ago, when I wrote this book when she was in for 10 weeks in 2022. And I was telling him about aggressive assurance when it comes to chronic pain management. And he was telling his residents, he was the faculty member, and he stepped in. He said, I can't tell you how important it is to aggressively assure the patient, to let them know, because they live with chronic pain. And, you know, he went through the whole diatribe. He left the room, came back into the ICU. Now, my wife's still there. She's intubated. She's right there. And he came up to me, and he put his hand on his arm, and he looked at me in the eye, and he said, I have found that caregivers need aggressive assurance as well. And man, I about teared up. Rarely had anybody do that for me. But that's how you do it with caregivers. You give them aggressive assurance. And what more assurance do we have at Christmas time is that God left heaven and condescended to us to be with us, so we don't have to face all these things alone, that he has rescued us from something far worse than amputation and chronic pain and Alzheimer's and addiction and everything else. He has rescued us from something far worse than that. And we trust him with these very painful things that we live with, knowing that this is not the end of the story. Every promise that he makes is true. And Abraham's righteousness was accounted to him because he believed God. He took him at his word. And when I look at Gracie, I believe God, and I take him at his word that says he shall run and not grow weary, and walk and not grow faint. And when I look at me, I believe God when he says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so you know what? I go to him because I am weary and I am heavy laden and I am finding rest.
Amen. How do they get a hold of the book? Tell us the title of the book and how they get a hold of it.
A Minute for Caregivers, When Every Day Feels Like Monday. It's available wherever books are sold. I just finished the audiobook, just came out last month. They got Kindle audio, hardcover, everything, wherever books are sold. And you can certainly go out to hopeforthecaregiver.com. Find out more information.
And on the websites, too, I want to make sure that they can support you financially as well. And it's the, what was the other website? You had a couple websites.
Standing With Hope is the presenting. Standing With Hope is the overall company that Gracie and I started. Okay. And we have two program areas. Hope for the Caregivers. You can get to both of them from there. But Standing With Hope is when she lost her leg. She wanted to do prosthetic limbs for her fellow amputees. And that's what we do. Mm. And we've been doing that since 2005. And we collect used prosthetic limbs that go to a prison where inmates help us disassemble them, and we take the parts and we send them over to Africa and buy new materials, and then they build brand new custom fit legs on site for amputees there.
Awesome. We got to go, Peter. Heartbreak, and God bless you, my friend. You got my number. If I can be of any service, let me know, okay?
Scott, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Give my love to Gracie, please.
I'll do it. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Merry Christmas, brother. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the season of Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave. How much do you love people? Enough to give? More than money? More than something you bought? Will you give your heart, body, and soul? Will you give your care? We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
You've had a difference in your relationship with God, too. Tell me about that.
I was raised in a church, and I kind of stepped away in my adult life. And this class kind of brought me right back to my faith. And that's a huge, huge part of my life that's just been missing. And I feel rejuvenated, if that makes sense, that, you know, knowing that God's walking right next to me every day, every night, you know, he's right here for me and everyone else for that matter. But he's here for me right now.
And you have some peace, don't you?
Oh, it's really amazing. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional. That's okay. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling inside my heart.
Like It Matters' unique approach allows people to see, hear, and experience leadership in motion. Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters.
Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. And yeah, I know, I keep getting confused about, is it Way of Warrior, Like It Matters Radio? Well, it's both, because it's really not change, it's an evolution, you know. So, first of all, man, what a great guest. My producer, Peter Rosenberger, made me feel like a pathetic man, because here's a man. You know, we tend to judge. If there's any kids listening right now, feel free to move them away. You know, I spend a lot of my youth figuring, what does it mean to be a man? If I make enough women go, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, does that make me a man? If I make enough money, does that make me a man? If I meet kings and presidents, does that make me a man? If I'm 6'2" with a rugged jaw, does that make me a man? And I know that I'm no biologist, so I can't really define what a man is. But I thought of, you know, Christopher Reeves, you know, Superman, when he was paralyzed. Was he still a man? He couldn't, quote, please his wife? Is he still a man? You know, we talk about falling in love and the whole argument of LGBTQ or the homosexual argument is, don't tell me who to love. Well, I'm not telling you who to love. We're talking about who to have sex with. When did love become sex? Last time I checked, Jesus Christ was the greatest man. Don't take away his humanity. What is Christmas about? What is Luke 2 about? What is Matthew 1 about? The Christmas story. To unto you a child is born. I hate that word, because Jesus Christ wasn't born. He was incarnate. He always was. I have a problem with that word born. And if you go back to the original language, the only begotten son is a poor translation, I believe. If you look how Ugarit leads into Hebrew, I think a better translation is my unique son, one of a kind son, because the same terminology was used when the Bible was talking about Isaac compared to Ishmael. And it was his only begotten son. Well, we know Abraham had many begotten sons, but Isaac was a son of promise. He was his unique son. All of us are sons of God, daughters of God. Jesus is number one. I don't know if I'm 3,625,000 or 3,248,622,000. But man, I'm talking to you. Listen, man, look at me. Look at me when I talk to you, man. What makes you a man? Is it the bathroom you use? Is it the clothes you put on? Is it who you share your bed with? If Jesus was the greatest man who ever walked this planet, last time I checked, he never fornicated with anybody. So based on that example, all of you who think that love is sex and a man can that's what makes him a man, then I guess Jesus wasn't a man. You know, there's a lot of struggles going on out there. I had a guy who went through my training. His name is Craig Adams. This was probably 15 years ago. Craig Adams was not pleasing to look at. Deformed face, all that. He went through my training. And let me tell you what Craig said about my training. The benefits of the Like It Matters training have been life-altering. Discovering barriers that have held me back from my full potential for the last 19 years was such a breakthrough that I cannot express what I experienced in mere words. The successes I had experienced in my life were tremendous. However, listen carefully, however, the gasoline fire in 1991, followed by 53 reconstructive surgeries and near death four times, had changed my life radically, as you know. Since the accident, it has been a struggle to exist, and it's taken me many years of work and prayer to become functional again. What I accomplished through this event with your focus, passion, and support of the team we became has been nothing short of a miracle in my life. I am elevated to a new level with greater passion for life and desire to effectively change the lives of others. Craig B. Adams, owner, Care Health and Nutrition Systems, LLC, of Vancouver, Washington. His wife took care of him. His wife loved him. And Craig was nothing. He had so much scar tissue, so much. He was burned. I think 90% of his body was burned so bad. His wife loved on him. And they're still doing well and growing. I hear from him every once in a while. You know, who are you going to take care of this Christmas time besides your family? And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, we give a lot. We need your help, too. There's a lot of people out there, like Peter's group, need your help. You know, right now, our orphanage that we're building, we're working to buy a piece of property. We've got a $7,500 piece of property we're buying. It's in Uganda. The Kawuku we've been supporting for 4 years, led to Christ, and he ministers to his community, his village. We got 40 plus kids. And man, we got bought a land last year that they can do ag, a small little thing where we can grow beans and all that. But now we need to put a building. And so I purchased a piece of land. I can make three payments of $7,500. I gave the 501c3 $3,500 so we can make the first payment. But I got another $2,500 payment I have to pay at Christmas time. We need some help, guys. And then I got to pay the other $2,500 on January 25th. I got $5,000. I still have to figure out how. We got Christ Satisfied Ministries in Tampa Bay. You know, Jimbo does incredible work, working with pimps and prostitutes, go to the heart of the city and shares the gospel. He goes into prisons. I have my own prison ministry. I visit people in prison. We support them. I preach to them. I help them find God. I help them, you know, find sanity. you know, our leadership training, you know, we give away probably half as many classes as we sell. So who pays for that? Well, we eat the cost, but we do have a scholarship fund at the 501c3 where people donate money and we put people in. We never let money be a reason why we help somebody. And then we have lots of people that we just help. We're caregivers. I live by the principle, see a need, meet a need. And for that reason, like, you know, we're bringing this radio show to an end. You know, this radio show with everything costing about $3,000 a month. And so that's money I could be helping other people with. So we're going to shut down the radio show. It's going to go to full podcast. Matter of fact, we just bought a website, wayofwarriorpod.com, wayofwarriorpod, P-O-D, short for podcast.com. And then Like It Matters Radio, the website will still be there. It'll be all the shows we've had. And remember, my radio show, once it's live, goes in a podcast. So wherever you look at podcasts, you know, all of them, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're there. Like It Matters Radio is there, but also Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. So we need you to start downloading and searching. And man, we need your help. We have a registered 501c3. It's tax deductible. We're short about $7,000 to take care of it. That's feeding 40-some people for Christmas, getting gifts for kids. That's helping people that are helping people. It's a tough time right now, and people are withholding their money. But man, this is what we do. People like Peter out there, they're giving their heart, body, and soul. They're giving their time. And all we're asking for is some money. And your money can help a lot of people. And you know, those of you that know, you come to me, I never charge people for giving them help because we believe in helping people. Peter believes in helping people. And right now, this is a tough time because everybody's asking for money. I'm telling you, Like It Matters, our 501c3, we need these money. It'll go right through us to other people. And remember that this will be the last month at the end, December 29th, will be our last Like It Matters radio. And then everything after that will be Way of Warrior. But you can go to wayofwarrior.training. There's our new website for the training. You can go to wayofwarriorpod.com. That's going to be the new Way of Warrior site. You go to likeitmattersradio.com where all of our podcasts and all that. And anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can download it. Look up Way of Warrior. Look up Like It Matters Radio. Look at Living Life Like It Matters. We have over 300 podcasts. We're in the top 9% now of all podcasts. But we want to change the world one person at a time. I want to help you have mental clarity. I want to help resuscitate the heart. I want to help you start believing in yourself. I want to start letting you know how to live the life of a warrior. There are three P's of a warrior: mindset, powerful, present, and peaceful. And we got to remember there are battles out there. And the six P's of preparation is proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. And that's what we do here at Way of Warrior. I prepare you for your good fight. Stay with me. Let's help people. Send some donations to Like It Matters 501c3. We need you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, remember, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
You have been listening to Mr. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.